Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. This is Feel Good Friday. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there we just as soon not have to address. But there's also a lot of good things that are out there. And we've been kind of taking a walk down memory lane today with Chuck Harder. If you don't know who he is, well, there's a bunch of YouTubes. You can go to YouTube and just put in Chuck Harder. And you can bring up, if you have this hungering to hear his voice, you can hear what he has to say by going to the YouTube and just put Chuck Harder in, and you can hear it there, which is really neat. I want to thank you all for joining us today at the Power Hour. We're talking about things that make you feel good, which is the truth. And joining us today is a lady, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, who has written a book called Know the Name, Know the Person. Sounds simple? Not really. There's a lot to this. Decoding letters to reveal secrets hidden in names. She graduated from the University of Redlands in California with a Bachelor of Science degree in mathematics at the age of 20. Her minor was drama, and she has been teaching ever since. She wrote a book on mnemology, which we're going to ask her what mnemology is, or mnemology. I'm not sure what it is. But she has a book written totally dedicated to your name. She says, nothing happens unless it's by design. And we're going to talk to her about it today. And I thank you very, very much for joining us, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, on the Power Hour today. Thank you, Sharon.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here, Joyce.
Let's talk about Sharon, first of all, because mathematics, I mean, that doesn't sound like anybody who's going to be involved in some kind of woo-woo stuff, you know, about your name. I mean, you've got a science background. You also teach science, don't you?
I teach math. Uh-huh. Both a community college and a four-year college here.
And so what was it that turned you on to the issue of the name?
Well, I was teaching eighth grade math at the time, and I was getting ready to make the seating charts for the children. And it's very important how you make a seating chart because you want the children to feel safe in your classroom. And you want them to make sure they're sitting by people that they get along with, but not quite too friendly so they don't become the class clowns or talk all the time. So once you get to know the kids, you really put a lot of effort into the seating chart. When the children first come in at the beginning of the year, you randomly seat them because anything is better than how they seat themselves. And so I was doing that random seating chart, but I realized that my brain after a while that had been so trained in patterns was starting to say, oh, don't put this one next to that one because together they'll be clowns, and this one's going to need extra attention and put them up close. And it dawned on me, I thought, wait a minute, my brain's treating this as if I knew the children and I only have their names. So I was curious, and I wrote down my impression of all 150 students I'd be teaching that year, and I put it away until winter break. I wanted to get to know the kids for who they were. And when I looked at that at winter break time, I was absolutely amazed that I had written, you know, like Joshua's are a little bit obnoxious, but they're really brilliant. And Stephanie's are always stubborn. And Rosalind's or Rosemary's usually have a weight problem. And, I mean, little things that I wrote down, this was my impression. And so I thought, okay, if my brain has picked up a pattern, which has been so well trained through all the math that I took, I said, then it must be a pattern in the name because that's all I have to work with. So I started by making these massive lists of, like, all the Davids that I knew and all the characteristics I could think of from every single one and comparing, you know, which one is going all the way across, it has to be in David, and which qualities aren't. It's got to come from somewhere, so that's got to be the last name or the middle name.
Hey, let me stop you for just a second. John, I think your mic is open. John, we've got an open mic there. You got an open mic, so we can't hear very well. I need to hear Sharon, not you, right now, if you don't mind. Okay. I'm sorry, Sharon. Go ahead, please.
No,
go
that's
ahead.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
Johns are always looking for attention, aren't they? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
And no, actually, Johns are normally very mechanically inclined, very practical, very
John.
Logical.
It would be John.
Oh, sorry, John.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I made all these lists and compared everything and went through it very scientifically, like we're taught for scientific discovery. It took me 15 years to figure out all the nuances. I tested it because I was invited to talk in 49 of our 50 states. And then I was curious if it would work in countries where they didn't speak English, but they used our lettering system. So I traveled to over 70 countries, were invited to speak in a lot of them. interviewed and tested it on over 7,000 people, over 100 people in each country that I went to, and fine-tuned it. And that's about 13 years ago. So I finally, everybody starts saying, write the book already and teach us how to do this. So that's what's come out.
Well, let me ask you, though, is there a history to the study of names? I've never looked into it or even thought about it before, but did you have a lot to go on, or did you have to sort of establish your baseline information?
Well, I established my baseline information. However, I think anything that's out there can be rediscovered if it's lost. And if you're reading the Bible, God comes in right away and changes Abraham's name and Sarai's name to Abraham and Sarah. Then he changes Jacob's name to Israel. And if you go back far enough, the ancient religions and the ancient cultures thought that there was a great bit of knowledge in a name. And in fact, out of the seven oldest faiths that are out there, they all believe that the soul coming in and pressed upon the one naming them what they wanted to be called so that they named themselves. That was a commonly held belief. And if you look at the Aborigines and the Indians, and they all have name ceremonies and put a lot of importance on the name.
That's interesting. The Native Americans also do. And isn't it that they say the first thing that they see after the child is born is what they name the child?
It's the first thing that they see or the first thing that they feel.
Oh, I see. Okay. Uh-huh. And so, obviously, names make a lot of difference to people. It's not a vanity issue. It's not a, oh, what's the cutesiest name right now, Chad? Or, you know, it names have a meaning, according to you. And you have established this nemology science, or the study of nemology. What does that mean?
It's literally the study of the placement of the letters in a name. For an example, the first vowel gives us your communication style, your learning style. It tells you a lot about how you operate with other people. Then the first letter of the first name is someone's first impression. So, for example, Joyce, yours is a J. And anyone who has a J's first impression is that these people are highly intuitive and very intelligent, and that people will come up and ask them questions and say, you know, what about this or what about that? And J's always have an answer for them, and then they'll go, wow, how did you know that? And the J person's thinking, uh-huh, how did you not? Even though they're, you know, too polite most of the time to say it.
That's interesting, because we've got in the studio Joyce and Josh here today, and you said that the first thing you said was that Joshua's were usually obnoxious. And what?
My
I didn't hear the other part.
I picked on that part.
Yeah, that's all I heard. No, but I mean, so you're saying, because we got Joyce and Josh in the studio here today, so you're saying that J's are a strengthening letter, the first, so that the first letter that we hear from someone's name makes a difference to us, subconsciously or unconsciously, we relate to that first letter. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's our first impression. And it's just like the last letter in our first name is our lasting impression. So if you were to describe Joshua behind his back, you'd probably say, oh, he's highly likable. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because his last letter is an A, and people whose last letter is A have made themselves very likable. They're not going to change who they are and able to get like, but they're usually very likable people.
You are incredibly right on with Joshua.
That's very strange.
You are incredibly right on with him, yes. Now, let's get to the negative stuff about that.
Yeah.
No, there is none. There is none. No, I mean, that is amazing. That is really amazing. I think the people that listen to this show that know Josh know exactly what you're saying right now.
Well, and it's literally by the placement of the letters in the name. I don't make anything up. It's like strict rules. Just like the SH in Joshua happens to be in Sharon also, means that anybody who has an SH in their name says that they really need their freedom. They don't want to be underneath anybody else's thumb. They are self-directed. Tell them to do a job, they're going to go do it. But do not micromanage these people, because then they go, and they want to run and get away.
I've got goosebumps.
Yeah.
You have just pegged Josh. He is so freaked out right now, he doesn't know what to do. Yeah, that is Josh right now. Don't even tell him which button to turn. He knows already. I mean, seriously, I cannot tell this man one thing to do.
Oh.
I mean, no, seriously, you are, because you already know it yourself. You're, you know, you're very accomplished. Now, is that because his mother was so smart she knew what to name him before he was born? Or how did he get the name?
Can I say something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I actually had to talk about.
If you're a spiritual person, you're going to believe from the face that the soul impresses upon the name of the one naming and what they want to be called, so that the soul names themselves. The other way is if you look at somatics, which is a really interesting science, they have literally shown how sound and vibration can literally alter a cell, the size of a cell, and how a cell operates. And so the sound makes a very definite effect on that cell. So, of course, if you're hearing your name over and over again, which we do our entire lives, then that's going to literally make a difference about us. So whether we take the scientific end and say, look at all those sounds that are affecting us and causing us to be that way, or you take the spiritual side and say, okay, I picked that name, and of course that's why I'm that way, it doesn't seem to matter. The interpretation of the name seemed to fit.
I just want to say my name was different for a day or a few hours, and then my father came in and said, no, his name's going to be this.
Really?
Yes.
So instead of me saying, well, his mother was so smart, she knew what to name him, I should have said his father.
Well, I think it was a joint, joint thing, but that's very strange.
Oh, and I can hardly wait to. I'm going to find out what your name was originally. We're going to find out and see if maybe it didn't fit, and I don't know. This is amazing. This is amazing. This is fun. Oh, I'm loving this. We'll be back after this 4 minute break with Sharon Lynn Wyeth. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley and Joshua.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is Feel Good Friday, and what we do on Friday is try to feel good. We'll just have to wait and take the country back on Monday, because today we are having a good time, and we're talking to a lady who has written a book called Know the Name, Know the Person, Decoding Letters to Reveal Secrets Hidden in Names. Now, this is not just some simple little system. I mean, there's a lot to this. I mean, there's 280 pages of information on what makes a name. Sharon told me that she teaches a course that takes about 14 hours to teach the course. So there's a lot involved in this. It's not just like the first name is Jay and so that means this, and you know, there's a lot. The diphthongs. Remember diphthongs? Mm-hmm. That has a meaning also. Sharon, you're a teacher. You teach at two college settings. You teach math, and this is your first on mnemology science on the structure of the name, basically, and we're just so glad to have you join us on the program because you've been so right on, at least with Josh today, which you don't even know him and didn't even know beforehand that he was going to be on the show. So it's not like you went out and did your homework on Josh, but though it sounds like you did, it sounds like you know him very well.
Well, you know, it's the next best thing to mind reading. I mean, how many people have come up to me and say, gosh, you must be psychic, and I think, hey, I can teach this to you in 15 hours, and you can do it just as well as I can. So far, everybody's been able to learn it within 15 hours.
Wow, that's incredible. All right, now, we said his name, Josh's name, was not Joshua at birth. He was renamed one day later. And I don't know if this is going to make any difference or not, but I'd like for him to tell you what his first name was.
Yeah, it was Jeremiah.
Oh, I just have to laugh because my son's name is Joshua Jeremiah.
And oh, wow.
Joshua Jeremiah. Oh, this is spooky. It's creepy now. Man. It's creepy. This is amazing.
Jeremiah and Joshua have a lot in common, but there's some real strong differences also. If you were Jeremiah, you would be more emotionally bound versus more mentally bound. You wouldn't need your freedom quite as much. And in fact, you'd feel like you needed to owe everybody and do things for them and be a gift for them. And you'd have a harder time keeping your boundaries. Where with your name Joshua, you've got good boundaries, even with people that you really love. You know, you're going to do a lot for them and be generous with them, but you're still going to hold your boundaries. Jeremiah has a harder time holding their boundaries unless they just really believe in something so strongly that they feel like it's life or death. So, yes, it makes a difference.
Well, that's really interesting because sometimes there's been times in my life when I have had a hard time holding my boundaries. And I wonder, you know, if there were some remnants of Jeremiah.
Your mom messed you up with the other name. Yeah.
Well, what I say is, whatever you're named when you first come in, okay, that is your foundation. That is your flooring. So your Jeremiah would be your foundation and your flooring, okay? And then just like in your house where you can put tile over that or wood over that or carpet over that, so you, when you look, you don't see that foundation. It still means that the foundation is there, but your first impression is not it. Same thing with the name that we get later. If it's a nickname, if we change our name, if we marry and add a new name, our foundation or who we are, at the very core of us, is whatever that first initial name is. However, you've had yours since one day old, your new name. So it's almost going to be as strong as that initial name.
Wow.
But you're still going to have some remnants your entire life on that initial name because that was your first name.
Now, Sharon, let me ask you this. Is it the first name or the last name or the married name or the, you know, I mean, do all the names matter? Or is it just the first name that's the primary main?
All the names matter. They
really?
All give you different clues. Because think about how many Johns are out there. And does every John you know, are they the same? No, because of their last name and their middle name. And what happens is that the first name is the essence of who we are. The middle name is the qualities and characteristics that come up out of stress. Now, let's say somebody doesn't have a middle name. Well, that means that who you see is who you get under stress or not under stress. Okay? And then the last name represents the environment. So it's kind of like if we were given eggs and vegetables and milk and butter. And that all came in the first name. And so you passed out everybody with the eggs and the vegetable and the milk and the butter. And you said, make something. Now, you all started the same. However, one might make a quiche, one might make an omelet, one might make breakfast tacos. They can do different things with those same ingredients. So your first name is saying what ingredients you have to work with, and your last name says what the recipe is that you're going to make with those ingredients.
Wow, how interesting. We've got a three-minute break. We will be back 29 after the hour. You're in the right place today. If you want to know, just plain old more about everything. Stay tuned. We'll be back. This is Joyce and Josh and Sharon Langwea Wyatt. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that it's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 33 minutes after the hour. Thank you for supporting the Power Mall. We try to bring you, and, well, we actually do bring you the best products we can possibly find. And right now we have on special Miracle 2. If you don't know about Miracle 2, check it out. It is amazing. It is really incredible. Clayton Teddington is the one that originally brought us Miracle 2 soap. He has died, unfortunately, and the man left quite a story behind him on the development of the Miracle 2 soap and why and how it's done so many wonderful things for people. I told you the other day how I found out about it. It has been a blessing to us, and we have given it away at no charge to many veterans who could not afford it. The charcoal special. If you don't know about charcoal, I got to tell you, I find myself using it all the time now. It will neutralize over 3,000 items in the body. And if you don't have access to it, what are you going to do if you get that food that causes a problem in the middle of the night? Will you jump up, take your charcoal, and I'll tell you what, it is so nice to know you have it around. So the charcoal is on special. It's very inexpensive, activated charcoal to use. Like I said, it's in every emergency room in the country. Why don't they tell you to have it in your home? The Super Silver Special on. Boy, people are really taking advantage of that. Who knows what's going to come down the pike? It was taken off the market in the UK and in Europe, and there's a very good reason. Even the items that contained silver. Do you know that they make silver bandages for hospital use? Do you know they make silver-tipped catheters, silver-tipped whatever? Because silver kills the bugs. That's why people used to eat with silverware. And, you know, I'm thinking about getting some more true silverware for people who want to get a serving of silverware, because that's why they used a fork that was made out of silver. It would kill the bacteria on the food years and years ago when they didn't have antibiotics. And they used to put in their milk, they would put a silver coin in the milk to keep it from going bad. So there's a real history behind silver. So please take advantage of getting your silver. The Herbal Healing for Children book, $12.75. What a deal. Kids Wellness. If you've never tried the Herbal Kids Wellness program, it is amazing. And the Vitamin D Special. The Daily Detox Drink Mix Special. I haven't given any of that to Josh yet. I'm going to let him try that. Raspberry and lemon. You get your daily detox in a powder, put it in water, and drink it. And I just shared with Josh a few minutes ago my new water that I'm drinking. I put a gallon of water in the refrigerator with MSM and lemon and lime. And Josh, what was your response?
I said, you add bubbles and you got Sprite.
Yeah.
It's delicious,
really,
yeah.
It really is.
Refreshing.
Mm-hmm. You add a little stevia to it. And that way I get my MSM in, because I don't like to take MSM by itself, the sulfur powder. I like to take it in there. And then I have my lemon and lime, and it's awesome.
I don't even think you need to sweeten it, personally.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, I like it. I really like it. So try that. We have the MSM Oxy Sulfur Powder at the Power Hour. Sulfur is something that most people don't have in their diet, don't get enough of, and you have all kinds of problems as a result of it. So when you drink it throughout the day, well, you get your sulfur. So MSM powder. We are talking today to a lady who is, this is so much fun, I got to tell you, creepy, because Josh is like creeped out over there, because she says, I don't like her knowing that much about me.
Yeah, I don't like anybody knowing this much about me.
That's right. And Sharon Lynn Wyeth is our guest today. She is a teacher. She teaches math at two colleges, but she's written this book, Know the Name, Know the Person. All right, now I want to ask you, Sharon, if you don't mind, because see, I don't think you can peg me. So I'd like for you to try, since my listeners know a lot about me, and you don't know a lot about me, I'd like for you to try and peg me, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'll be glad to. Your name has a lot of strengths in it. Again, it's you got that J in front that gives you your intuition. Also in here, it says that you can accomplish anything that you put your mind to, that you're highly observant. You watch how other people do things, and you think, okay, when it gets to be my turn, I'm going to do it like this, but not like that. And like you're always planning for when it's your turn, so you're very, very observant and learning from what other people would call their errors or their learning curves. You would be a list maker, whether you do it on paper or in your head, doesn't matter. But you say, I've got to do this and this and this and this, and you've got your list going. And then if somebody asks you to do something, you like to be useful. So you, if you can, you say, fine, I'll put it on the list. But that means it goes on the bottom, and you work off the top of the list, and you slowly go down and cross things off. Now, let's say that person starts nagging you. When are you going to get to that? I need that done already. You don't like to be nagged at all. So then what you do is you take it out from the list and you put it back on the bottom of the list. And that's how you get even without saying anything because they've been nagging you. Okay? Now, if they were
Let me just stop you right there. Let me stop you right there and say one thing. I've told the people. Now, a lot of people will call and say, where's my order? Where's my order? My order isn't here. And I tell people on the air, I am going to tell everybody out in the office that if you call in and ask where your order is, you go to the bottom of the list.
Of course, in your name.
I'm really kind of kidding, sort of, I guess, maybe. But, you know.
No, it's in your name. But now, if they were smart, what they would do, because this is why I love names. It's like, okay, how do I work with somebody who's going to do that when I need them to hurry up and get it done, right?
Okay.
So what I would do is I would call you and say, I just calling for no reason other than to say thank you for mailing that out or thank you for doing that for me. I am so appreciative. Thank you. And then I would get off the line and get out of your space. And you would sit there and look at that list and you'd go, oh, I need to hurry up with that one and move it to the top.
Oh, man, it is creepy, isn't it? I don't like you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Now everybody out there is going to know how to get to me. You're right. That's right. That's right. They do that. They call and say something nice, and all of a sudden, yep, that's amazing. That is really amazing. Now, let me ask you, well, you did good. You did really, really good, Sharon. This is not a test, but, I mean, you did really good. Let me ask you, what about the sacred name, the name of Jesus versus the name Yeshua? Because we play a song at the end of the program here, Yahweh. We call it the Yahweh song at the end of the program. But what about the derivation between the two? I mean, we know what that is, but what about the use of those names?
Well, when I was testing it around the world, and there was tiny little accommodations she had to make for different languages, not very many, but I put them in the book. And the main difference is in Yeshua, you've got the first vowel of an E versus the first vowel of an O, okay? But Yeshua and Jesus, well, that's both the first vowel of an E. Other people translate it and say it's really Joshua in English. But some of the key letters are saying the same thing. It's like he's a lifelong learner. Whether he goes by Yeshua or Jesus, he's a lifelong learner. He has more spirituality. He has more of an authority, actually, under Yeshua than he does with Jesus. So it wouldn't have surprised me if they changed his name to try and knock him down a peg or two.
Wow.
He was also highly charismatic under Yeshua, and he's not under Jesus. So, again, if you look at what this, there's slight differences, not a lot, but it's literally like knocking him down a peg or two so that he wouldn't be quite as strong, quite as charming, you know, quite as attractive for other people to follow him.
That is very interesting. Very interesting. Now, I want to open up the phone lines and allow our listeners to be able to ask the questions they want to ask. Now, I don't know. Now, first of all, I'm going to say here, we're not going to talk about the name Jesus versus Yeshua because we get into this all the time, and I don't want to do the sacred name versus Jesus name. I don't want to do that. I just wanted to make that point, or I wanted to ask you that kind of, I kind of blindsided you with that question because I don't want to get into the subject of that. However, how would we, given the fact that we can't go through everybody's name as they call in, how do you want to limit the questioning, or what would be the best way for people to phrase a question when they call in to you?
whether what they want to know about their name or what would help them. If they're having concerns about somebody else, then give me both names and I can compare. If they want to know what's my greatest strength, what's my greatest challenge, you know, what did I come here to do? You know, what's my purpose in my life? Some
wow.
people will call and ask for health. I don't have all the combinations for health. That's what I'm currently working on, is what health goes along with what letters and what placement. So that, to me, is a fascinating study, which I started about a year ago, because I started seeing patterns, just like when I started at the beginning. You know, it's what's concerning them in their life. A lot of those answers are sitting right there in that name.
Interesting. Okay. All right. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. If you have a question or comment for Sharon, you may be naming your child right now and want to test out that name. 800-259-9231. We'll try to get to as many phone calls as we can. I know the phone lines are going to be jammed with this. But get your phone call in if you have a question or comment for Sharon.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that when we were pregnant with our first child, we were having we knew it was going to be a boy. This is the only one that we found out. And we were having such a hard time picking a name. And I remember I was doing dishes. And the name, and I'll just say his name is Ben. It just popped in my head, and that was it. That was his name, and I knew it immediately.
Was it Benjamin or
yes,
Ben?
Yes, Benjamin.
Benjamin. And
I think that's fascinating because when you're doing dishes, that's an active meditation. And if you study any of the Eastern philosophy, that quiets the brainwaves, and it puts you more into a theta brainwave category, and that's when you receive impulses from all the studies that they're doing. So you literally were doing an active meditation in a receptive mood when you received the name.
Wow.
And the fact that you would even remember that that's when it came to you, that's interesting.
Oh, well, it was like a bolt of lightning. Because, I mean, It was, I mean, not that that's like some, you know, to me, it hasn't always been this amazing name or anything, but it was just like zap into my brain, that's your son's name.
Interesting. I like the idea about you doing dishes. That was a good thing.
Well, my wife was pregnant, you know, like
I know.
8 months. So.
I know. And
I do dishes, by the way.
I know you do.
Okay,
we're going to go again, 800-259-9231 for Sharon. And I know the phone lines are going to explode. We're going to go to Gary in Illinois first. Gary in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Gary. You're on with Sharon.
Good morning.
Morning.
Really enjoying the show. This is quite different than things I've heard along the same line. And I was wondering, my first name ends in a Y, and my middle name, Stanley, ends in a Y. Is there any significance in that? I'd like to know.
When any name ends in a Y, it means that you're able to assess very quickly your environment, what causes you to be safe, what part of you that those people want to see, that you're going to hold back on the rest of you and not share the parts that may irritate other people. You do it just absolutely naturally. Look at all the parents that give nicknames that like Bobby or Susie or something, to all of a sudden put a Y at the end. And it literally says you are more pleasing because you're more wanting to please. And so we find those people very likable. Same like on a cruise ship. If you go into the waiters and the waitresses, almost everybody's name ends in an A or a Y.
Interesting. Is there, before we go on to, thank you very much, Gary, for the phone call. Let me ask you, is there any such thing as a bad name?
There have been a few over the years that I consider bad just because of how they all added up. But really, every name has challenges and every name has gifts. I was doing a fundraiser up in Oregon at a high school, and the kids were coming up and donating money and then getting a really quickie name reading. And, of course, everybody's listening, and I always want to be positive when that's happening. And this one child came up, and I looked at his name, and I'm looking for something positive to say that can be meaningful. And all I saw in there was that he was a date raper. And everything said that he could care less about anybody else. He was going to get what he came for.
A date raper? You're talking about a really bad guy.
I'm talking about that's what it says in his name. And so I looked at that name, and I looked at him, and I kept trying to find something else in there. But that's what the name kept screaming. So I looked at him, and I said, okay, you really like touch. And all of his friends started laughing because they knew exactly who he was. And I said, okay, what I can say about your name that might be able to help you is that you have a challenge of not, you're not able to see things from somebody else's point of view. And if you could look at how your choices and your actions affect somebody else and think about that before you act on your choices and action, you just may be able to stay out of jail. Okay, next person.
Wow.
I mean, I was just like, ah.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Every once in a while, I'm sitting there going, okay, because if you have a challenge over here, somewhere else in the name, you usually have something that helps you deal with that challenge. Most names are fairly balanced. It's not that often I see one that's that out of balance.
Wow, interesting. Okay, let me go to our next caller. We got lots of them here. Let's go to Bud in Montana. Bud, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Sharon.
Yes, this is extremely fun, Joyce, by the way. This
yeah,
is great.
Isn't it, though? Thank you.
I actually wanted to ask two questions, if you don't mind. One is, once Bud is a nickname, and I was wondering, do nicknames carry over? Because, like, my real name is Arthur, and I was curious Bud would, because I've been called Bud since I was a little bitty kid.
Oh, that's a good question, a nickname versus a real name. All right, let me ask Sharon. Go
it's
ahead, Sharon.
What you present yourself at, what people are going to see about you, but inside in your core, you're still going to be your birth name.
And then the next thing I would like to ask, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that with Bud, you've got a lot more sense of humor than you would have with your birth name.
Okay. I was curious about the name Jedediah.
Oh, I love these names. Just because I want to name our son Joshua Jedediah and his dad want to name him Joshua Jeremiah.
Oh,
anyway.
Woo, creepy, spooky.
I know. Jedediah is a name that carries huge spiritual relationships with Source or God or whatever you want to call the divine. And that they're very linked in, and their servant for God is really what the name means when you add it all up. And they have such a tremendous love in this name for God. In our culture, depending on the last name, would depend how they deal with that, whether they want to hide it, whether they show it, whether they don't want anybody to know. But the name itself, Jedediah, is a highly spiritual name. And it's really one of that literally would translate servant for God.
Really? Will your book tell the last name, or does it just give letters in the last name? Because I have
it literally teaches you how to look at any name, whether it's a made-up name, whether it's a common name, and it teaches you how to dissect a name, and then it shows you how to do the middle names and how to do the last name and how to literally see the influences of the environment on the ingredients of the first name, so that by the time you're done with the book, you can do it. Everything's in there that I know. I didn't hold anything back except for, like, maybe three letters because I didn't want to be sued. You know, I didn't want everybody to say, oh, look, this person's a liar and now they can't get hired. So those things that I see, I didn't put in the book.
Wow, that is interesting. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley and Josh and Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Know the name, know the person. We'll tell you how to get the book after this break. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tuff shelter and accessories included at TurtleTuffShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleTuffShelters.com. Turtle Tuff Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
The trees of green, red roses too, I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wonderful world. Yeah, there's some things out there we don't like. But you know what? We're all together in this and looking at it and saying, okay, what's my next right move? And what we're talking about today is a kind of a deviation from what we normally talk about. But we're having fun with Sharon Lynn Wyeth today in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon, would you give your contact information, your how to get your book, your website, please?
It's knowthename.com, the first half of the title. Or you can go to Amazon or you can go to a bookstore, and if they don't have it, they can order it for you.
Okay, knowthename.com.
And I have a special, yeah, I have a special gift for all of your listeners. If they go to the website Best Name Meanings and they just join once a week, they'll literally start learning this. They get little segments and little teachings on nameology if they want that. And the first chapter of the book, absolutely free.
Oh, very good. Okay. Say that again. Bestnamemeanings.com. If you go there, that'll be in the email blast, ladies and gentlemen. If you go there, then please sign up if you choose to. And then you will get the first chapter of the book. And every week you'll get information on how to do the names. It's not fair for me to ask any more questions because I've asked mine. Let me go to the listeners. Alterique in Tennessee. Alterique in Tennessee, you're on the air with Sharon. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Alterique. How do you spell your name?
Where is she, first of all? Well, she is not there. Let's come back to her. Let's go to Eric in Missouri. Eric in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Sharon.
Oh, I don't know which name to use for. I'm having trouble with my ex-wife's father. His name is Mike Vogel, but I have an adopted son named Nathan. I didn't know if he goes by Nate or Nathan, but he had a name on his birth certificate that was different. So does that matter, or just whatever you call him now?
All of it. What was his birth certificate?
He's a kind of a private adoption. I hate to say that.
But, okay, then never mind. We'll just go by what we know from now.
Well, Stephen Matthew was his first name. Excuse me, go ahead.
Okay. So, well, if it was Matthew, then he takes everything to the extreme. Eric, do you spell it with a C or a K, your name?
My name is with a C, Eric Potts.
Okay. Eric's with a C are more sensitive than Eric's with a K. That's why I was asking. So you're wanting to know what, how Nathan gets along with you or what you can do to help him?
Name for him, to go, he goes by Nate a lot, but his name is Nathan, Nathan Eric Potts is what we named him. He's got a passionate, venturesome birthday and a 6th life path.
I don't know any of that.
You don't go by the birthday?
I kept myself so pure away from all of that when I was doing the method to keep it very pure based on the science that I was finding. When I'm looking at his name, he sees things from 360 degrees. So it would be very hard for him to really make up his mind or take a stand because he can see things from everybody else's point of view. So the challenge in that is for him to be able to take a stand and stand there and not get moved or swayed or his friends being overly persuasive with him. Okay. With his name, he would be more of an experimenter. And you can experiment in positive things. You can experiment in negative things. But he would want to experiment. He would want to try different things. He wants to go with the crowd a little bit. He wants to know what they're doing. He's influenced by them. He has good work ethics, but he's a bit lazy in his name.
All right, we'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Thank you very much for the phone call, Eric. And we will be back with Sharon for a few more minutes. We'll try to get to the rest of these phone calls. I know everybody wants to talk to her today. We'll have to have her back. Get the book at knowthename.com. Stay tuned. Back in 1 minute, 10 seconds. Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is straight up top of the hour. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about names. Why? Names make a difference. Now, we haven't talked about why names make a difference, but I wanted to ask our guest today, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, who chooses the name or how do we get that name and why is it that it makes such a, or how is it that it makes such a huge difference?
Well, if you look at it scientifically, there's a lot of studies and thematics on the influence of sound on our bodies and who we are. And that's the one thing we hear all the time, over and over and over again. We're listening to our name. And they've now shown through somatics that it's very important what sounds we hear because it does have an influence on us. And then spiritually, if you're impressing upon the one naming you what you want to be called, then in essence, you've named yourself. Either way you want to look at it, your name is absolutely affecting you. The coolest part about knowing the patterns in our name when you know how to read a name is because you see the gifts that you have and you see the challenges that you have, and you can consciously make a choice on which of those patterns you're going to allow to really affect you versus which ones are now happening subconsciously. So you make it a conscious choice.
Interesting. Okay, let's go to Annette in West Virginia. Annette, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with Sharon. Go ahead, please, Annette.
Good morning.
Morning.
Annette made a discovery regarding the holy name that the King James Bible wrote it correctly, but it was pronounced Yahweh in two syllables, J-E-H-O, and then U-A-H, because at that time the U sound was written as a V and the I sound was written as a J. So it was really pronounced at that time Yahweh. And I got the key from the name of Joshua, because when I looked it up, it was written as J-E-H-O-S-H-U-A, and we pronounce it Joshua. So that's why I connected that. J-E-H-O is really Yah, so that the sound would come out of the top of the palate, not like Y-A-H where the jaw drops down and the sound goes into your system.
Okay, let me ask a question. Is it the sound or is it the spelling that is important, Sharon?
The spelling is the dominant trait, and the sound will give you subtleties that come from the other letter that would normally represent that sound if they're not matching.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Annette?
Well, what would she say about my name?
Annette.
Annette.
Without having the last name, I can only do like a generic name.
It's Dimatina, which means of the morning, and I connected that with the morning stars, if you'll permit me.
Dimatina, D-I-Matina.
Okay.
D-I-N-A.
When I'm looking at it, Annette, when you start working, you have a tendency to be a workaholic, and you're very task-oriented, and you don't want to quit until the task is done and the job is done. So then when you quit, you can be absolutely lazy, you know, just flipping from one extreme to the other extreme. You have wonderful memory. You're able to see things from other people's points of view, even though you don't agree with them. You're able to see that. And you're highly generous with your time. You're very good to your friends. You give your time away. And then you end up staying up late getting your own work done because you gave away all your time during the day helping your friends get their work done.
All right. Thank you very much. That sounds like Annette Dimatina. Thank you very much, Annette, for the phone call. Let's go to Diane in Texas. Diane, you're on with Sharon. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I have a son, and his name is Joshua Nathan. And I'm curious what your thoughts are for that name.
You know, when I'm looking at that name, you're going to feel sometimes like he's never going to grow up. Or he's not ever going to make really wise decisions because sometimes he might decide to do something to fit in with the crowd.
Hold on one second. We'll be right back. I want you to say that again. That is kind of fitting right here in the studio, too. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Now, in this next hour, we're going to give away satellite dish system and food. You all know that we have Anita Unterseed come on periodically and Rick from Rick's Satellite. And we're going to do something really cool today. We're going to have them on at the same time because we're going to talk about preparedness, getting ready. I mean, not that there's anything to prepare for. We're going to talk about getting ready. And I'm going to have them both on the same at the same time, because I can tell right now we need to get some more phone calls with all these people that are calling in today. So we will have Rick and Anita on in just a little while, as soon as we finish with our callers today on this most interesting and fascinating subject. So get ready. If you've written a letter to us, then get ready to see if you are the winner of the satellite dish system. We try to give away and give back, because when you purchase from the Power Mall, you help us to give to others, and that's what it's all about. We have Sharon Lynn Wyeth joining us today. She is an amazing lady who has written something that pretty much nobody else has. It's all about the name. Know the name, know the person. Decoding Letters to Reveal Secrets Hidden in Names by Sharon Lynn Wyeth. The website, knowthename.com. All right, we're at Diane in Texas, and she's asking about her son, Joshua. And when you said about growing up, I just thought that was so fitting because that was, I think, a particular complaint that maybe one or two of your parents had, too, Josh. But
there was a time in my life when it seemed as if I was not going to grow up, and then all of a sudden, I did.
And it stuck. And by the way, we got an email. Josh's mother is listening to the Power Hour today. And she said that everything we've said about her son is right on. How brilliant, how intelligent, how smart,
obnoxious,
how good looking, and what a problem he was at one point in time. Anyway, but let's go back to Diane, because this is about her son, Joshua Diane. I mean, about Diane's son, Joshua. Let's go ahead with where you were. Rephrase your question, if you don't mind, Diane. I didn't mean to redirect the interest here.
That's okay. I wanted to get her take on as far as his Christian walk with that name.
He'll have his own belief system. It's not one that he'll usually prophesize or even share real willingly. It'll come out first, and when it comes, you need to stop everything and drop and listen, because it's not going to come that often. I don't think he's as comfortable sharing feelings and some of his beliefs, but it doesn't mean that it's not inside of him, and it doesn't mean it's not motivating him. It looks to me from his name that he has his own walk, and he's got his own connection, and it's private.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Diane. Good question. It's all about also frequencies, ladies and gentlemen. Do we choose our name by frequencies? And, of course, frequencies, essential oils, of foods, of things that we've been talking about on the program. It seems like it's all coming together, and this program is just really inspiring to me today, I have to tell you, and I hope to you also. Let's go to Raymond in Texas. Raymond, you're on the air with Sharon. Go ahead, please, Raymond.
Good morning, ladies. How is everybody?
Morning. Blessed. Thank you. Go ahead.
My name is Raymond, and I was just was wanting to know what type of meaning that holds. I also have a nickname that was given to me by a bunch of friends because there was a lot of us named Raymond, so everybody kind of got nicknames from that. So I was just curious.
Okay, do you want to give your nickname?
Nickname is Ray Ray.
Ray Ray. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you lucky to get that one? Other than people trying to take advantage of you at times because you've got a good nature, you have a name that says you can do anything you put your mind to. There is no stopping you. Once you've made a decision, you are a powerhouse, and you can do anything. The biggest challenge in your name is, what do I want to do? You got too many talents, too many good stuff going on, so where do you want to focus it? That's your hardest decision. You've got a great name.
Wow, this is true. Well, I appreciate it. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you so much for the phone call, Ray Ray. Let's go to, who do we have? Ronaldo in Texas. Ronaldo in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, first-time caller. I can't believe I got through.
All right. What took you so long? We've been waiting for you.
They call me Ray Ray, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're just trying to... No.
No, seriously, they do. My name is Ronaldo A. Muniz, Jr.
Ronaldo.
Okay, you want to do something where you really make your mark in the world. You want to be known way after you're not here anymore. You have the ability to work hard, but you don't want to work hard. You don't want to have to work any harder than you have to get done what you want to get done. If I can talk to you really bluntly, okay?
Uh-oh.
You have in here, and by your age, it's going to show up or not show up because you could have already mastered it by now. But things can tick you off and make you mad for the rest of us are going to be clueless when all of a sudden you get upset. We're going to look at you and say, okay, what just happened? We missed it. And it can take a little something, and you've been nice and calm and whatever, and it's the feather that knocks it over the hill, and all of a sudden you're upset, and the rest of us are clueless. And that is a challenge that comes in your name. And the best thing about your name, though, is right next to your challenge, you have the ability to see that clearly and enough willpower to not let that own you. And instead, you can be in charge of your own choices of how you're going to feel about things.
Is she close to what you know, Ronaldo?
The only thing is people actually get upset because I don't get mad.
So you're controlling it. So you learned very early then how to control it because you've got right next to the what I call the getting upset with and leaving the rest of us clueless.
Right. I learned at an early age that there's a lot of things that we've actually forgotten that people are able to do with their mind, and most things that people would think are impossible, I'm actually able to do. And I've kept that secret for a very long time.
Well, it's next to that, so that's great that you've learned that one. And Joyce, as much as I love being on the air with you, we've been on for over an hour, and I've got another commitment.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I thank you very much. I appreciate that. As you've stayed on this long with us, that is wonderful of you. KnowTheName.com is the website. And Sharon Lynn Wyeth is our guest. I thank you so much for joining us in the Power Hour today. It has been really, really amazing. This is a unique program. Thank you, dear.
Thank you so much for having me on. I look forward to being able to share with you again.
All righty, we will have you back on again. Sorry, everybody, that we couldn't get to. I do apologize for that because I let mission creep get into this here and just didn't want to have to let her go, but we had to let her go. You know, when people are popular like that, their books, whatever, they have a lot of radio shows to do. And I kind of forget sometimes that this is not the only radio show on the air. That's my problem. But anyway, thank you very much, Sharon, for joining us.